Measure her to the nearest inch. Can you see?
One more.
At Madison Elementary in Norman, Michelle Gentry's third grade class learns about measurements in preparation for upcoming standardized tests.
That's going to be like a huge chunk of our test.
I think the last few years we've definitely gone through a lot of changes.
Mrs. Gentry has worked in the Norman school system for 20 years.
Norman is really, really lucky because we've just had administrators who fought to keep our class sizes small. You can see there's only 18 in here. There's a lot of schools and a lot of places in Oklahoma that have close to double. I think, you know, we used to have, a lot more materials for art, and I think more freedom to feel like we could really integrate art at a high level.
But even though most of Norman's class size increases and cuts to programs are targeted at the high schools, these elementary students have been affected. But Principal Pam Charlson says the staff has suffered the most.
I mean, because we don't want it to impact our students. We don't want our students to see the struggles and the pressures. But for us, we lost library assistant. We lost some classroom teaching assistants.
Even with a recovering economy, Norman Superintendent Joe Ciano can still rattle off a whole list of revenue losses still to come.
$758, $4 to $5 million in growth money. $766, $30 million, $60 million, maybe $100 million. State income tax reduction. Sequestration for our district, 5% loss in federal funds.
He mentions two state questions, 758, which limits increases on property taxes, a major source of local funding for schools, and 766, which exempts intangible property from taxation. Think business licenses, trade secrets, company logos, things with value beyond their physical traits. And Ciano isn't sure just how much 766 will cost Oklahoma's public schools. About 250 companies whose intangible property taxes were assessed by the state were paying the tax before it was eliminated.
The definition of intangible property is pretty open. So that's why we have to wait and see what these large corporations determine in their view as intangible.
The tax commission estimated the change would cost schools about $30 million. Ciano says now it looks to be double that. And district administrators won't know until December, midway through the school year. It could mean further cuts.
But what it hurts more than anything else, in my view, is the ability to assess where you are and say, what's the next step for our district? What's the next thing we want to do? What's the next thing that will make a difference for kids? You can't even have those discussions because you're talking about maintaining.
Legislators are currently working to find agreement on how much to appropriate for Common Ed next fiscal year. And there is a push to increase funding by at least $75 million. That would cover the costs associated with State Question 766. And that's about all. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.